Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was Patriots second-year quarterback Drake May with Kay Adams. What? You don't like your quarterback?
I thought that was... Okay, it's a little early for me to go this far out on the ledge, but this feels like a this feels like a platform or a forum to do so. I think I've already reached peak deferential aw shucks Drake May.
Oh, wow, you've turned on him quickly. We didn't even get to his second season.
Nope.
Wow. That's it.
Out.
I will say... I didn't really, like, just, you didn't, and she mocked him right to his face. First time in the history of the world that there were, you know, simultaneous follows. You do it, I'll do it with person. Like, somebody followed somebody first.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. No, Kay, first of all, Kay Adams is a goddess, and we'll just leave it at that. She's the best. Number two, I'm so glad she did. And number three, like, look, we all offer word salads, nonsense, and... you know, ramble jambles on a regular basis as we're trying to stumble our way into a take, a decent opinion, or a proper response. Has he ever said anything? Just being
Jeez,
honest.
Jeez, wow, yes. He had some tremendous interviews with WEEI Afternoons every Monday last year. I mean, they weren't all tremendous. Okay. They ebbed and flowed, but some of them were tremendous.
All right, you said some. All right, you start off with some
of defense. Clap it up.
Somebody else clap up. Hey, Zoe.
There we go.
Hey, Zoe, clap back there, Zoe. What are you here
come
for?
Come on, Curran. Here's your meal ticket. Let's go.
But I also, the funny thing that jumped out to me, we heard kind of, I'm kind of used to quarterbacks around here giving me annoyingly bland answers, whatever. He also likes to tell you how young he is. Yeah, anytime you can follow a guy who you used to use in Madden and Madden football, like he loves to remind people he's really just a young up-and-coming quarterback, and Dig, you're kind of old now.
And that's what we love about him as well. And I, you know what I'm just looking for? I think this goes back to my three-point stance that the Patriots need to be aggressive in their pursuit of having a winning season so as to rid themselves of the stench of failure and convince people that this is a place to come and play for more than just a paycheck, but to compete and win and hopefully one day, God forbid, win championships again. I might need a little bit more. I know, there was a Chris Mason piece last week, Mass Live. He shows the killer instinct. He demonstrates leadership when he needs to. I'm just looking for phase two of Drake to start evolving, like a little more than just the aw shucks. I appreciate that. He's a cool guy. Seems very likable, very affable. But now I'm looking for like, yeah, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to let everyone know New England, okay, that's a place to be.
Yeah, I don't think he, well, first of all, the Patriots could help him do that. If they, I don't know, if they had done this off-season expenditures on offense, maybe he'd have a little more swagger to him. If you had gone out and signed a
left tackle,
a left tackle, a wide receiver, a running back, maybe he'd be cocky. You know what I think he's looking at? I think he's looking at Vedarian Lowe and frickin' Jalen Polk, and no disrespect to those guys from him, but he's saying, yeah, I'm going to stay quiet for a little while till I think we can actually make plays, because he has gotten nothing so far. Diggs is the closest thing to something. He's got Morgan Moses, which, fun, great, okay, you got a right tackle, you got a veteran, you got an adult in the room, but there is no reason right now for Drake May, other than himself, to be overly confident. Like, I bet you he has confidence in himself. I bet you he has a lot of confidence in what he learned, but He doesn't.
But I want to feel that. I want to hear a little bit of that, Andy.
But he cannot throw the ball and catch it too, as Giselle famously said.
And what character was that?
That was Giselle.
Oh.
She's a supermodel.
God, it's like she's here.
It's a new character on the show. Dan, it's called Unfortunate Giselle.
Okay.
But I think he's doing the smart thing because I do think he is an incredibly cocky guy. I think at his heart, he is restraining a lot of cockiness. I think he thinks he is the cat's meow. I think he believes he is one of the next great quarterbacks in the NFL. He like Dan Orlovsky, what he says about him, the next Josh Allen, all of those things. I believe Drake May believes in himself for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't start voicing that until there's some people around you that can help you showcase your skills, right? Otherwise, you're just going to seem like a blowhard, cocky SOB.
I want it. Okay, so then here's what I'm saying out loud right now, just and unapologetically. I want whoever or whatever it is, if it's Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Steph Diggs, insert name of left tackle, receiver, or whomever in the draft to come. I want someone to unlock that next level of Drake May and bring out a little bit of that shine, a little bit of that cockiness, a little bit of that Southern hot step that I think he's got in him, Andy.
Well, and I don't know that you'll see it publicly. You know where the first place I think you'll see it is? And they do need to help him. I go with that. Travis Hunter, Ashton Genty. No, I think you'll see it on the practice field. I don't think he'll be on OnlyFans. Have you ever been on OnlyFans?
No.
Have you?
Never even heard of it.
What is that?
Wait, you have too, Dan? Has everybody else on this show been on OnlyFans? Am I the only one who hasn't been?
Let me say it like Stiz. No.
I believe Stiz has been on it.
What? What's that mean?
I could see you being on it.
Now, Andy, I am the webmaster of OnlyPatsFans.com, but I don't go to OnlyFans.
I have my own OnlyStans.
Oh Jesus, that was a fitzy line right there.
And actually, well, have you never been to OnlyDans.com?
No, so you guys have legit been on that website?
Yeah,
and paid money to see like women's feet?
No,
I haven't paid money for feet. I actually.
Okay, I pay for the good stuff.
I haven't, to be honest.
Just
I don't
watches
think,
cake videos.
A lot
you know
of
what
them,
I mean.
A lot of them are. You can follow a content creator for free, and then if you choose to, you can pay for extra content.
Just go to the back room or something.
I've never paid for like extra content.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
No,
Andy, you know that.
No, but you can pay to go to the place where you can get what you need to get. No, I just okay. Sorry, we're off. We'll get back on here. I just OnlyFans. All these people are making gazillions of dollars, right?
It's a small percentage of the actual content creators that are on there. It's like a myth to, you know, that mm-hmm. to think that everyone on there is making.
No, not everyone, but some people bucks. Are making millions, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so some people for bumping and humping are making millions.
And so therefore people are paying millions. So, because I think
the money has to come from someplace.
Right.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Andy, you seem pretty well versed in this.
No, I've never been on the website and I don't know that I ever would be.
To be fair,
yeah, I go to a website every day, Ball. It's called onlypapers.bringitome.
We did have one guy who said he reads four papers a day. He was defending
me. Yeah, what a brag that was. What a vintage late 19th century flex that was.
These are our people. I believe him, and these are our people that read four newspapers a day. Okay, getting back to Drake May. I think he is a cocky son of a gun. I think you see that on the practice field. You see that on the game field.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But you don't want to see that off of the field until it's necessary and appropriate. And I'm with him. He could be a little bit less of whatever he's selling right now, but I don't think you want to start becoming... He's not Joe Burrow. It's much easier to be Joe Burrow when Joe Burrow looks left and he's got Ja'Marr Chase and looks right and has T. Higgins. And he's got like $70 million a year worth of wide receivers, right? Like, Joe Burrow has a swagger, but he also has a swagger around him in a couple of guys that were racing Lamborghinis through the streets of Miami after celebrating their contracts. I think Drake May is appropriate in his reserved style, I guess. The one thing
for
I wanted
now, okay.
Yeah, I mean, do you disagree? Because I just...
I do to it.
Stay above
how,
your skis
much,
or whatever. Like, don't.
Here's how much and how far I disagree. I would like, I would like a little more. Like, because I just think these deferential, you know... Well, ma'am, all I could trouble you for is a glass of lemonade on the front porch. And, it's nothing like sitting by my hound and just, watching the fireflies, mate. Like, enough. Really. Like, how about just like, it's my job to, I want to get out there this year and kick some ass.
I wouldn't say that.
I want to reward the Foxborough faith that was placed in me by everyone else. And it was an unfortunate year last year. So now I'm on a vindication tour.
You're shooting the messenger. You should have those feelings about the freaking guys that are picking the talent. Get him some weapons. Get him some guys that make plays. And no, 978. This is an actual text we received. This is an actual text here to WEEI at 617-779-7937. Once you see newly acquired Hollins catching everything in sight, you guys will walk back so much BS on the receivers.
It's going to be the greatest 400 receiving yard season we've ever seen, guys.
Yeah. I mean, is that what we're... This is Dan. So this is... Do you think that person really believes Mac Hollins is a star or is just playing a game on the radio and like trying to talk themselves into Mac Hollins can be some superstar?
I hope for the safety of them and those around them that they're joking, because otherwise that is a wild take.
Like, Mac Hollins has been in the league
for years. Not
going to
be a 1,000-yard receiver, guys. We'll be lucky if he catches 45 passes for, let's say, 513 yards and 4 touchdowns and plays some special teams and gives us at least 7 Instagrammable outfits, I will say it is a massive success.
I will, too, as long as those don't lead the Patriots. Because if those lead the Patriots, then we're watching a pretty bad offense, which is what I still have. I need a clarification. Joe Burrow is pretentious. I want Drake confident. Is that accurate?
Joe Burrow can sometimes be not pretentious. He can be arrogant.
Yeah, I like arrogant.
You don't say.
Arrogant usually comes with talent and ability.
Of course,
and
he's the best. He's my favorite. Joe Burrow's quarterback play, style, and demeanor always goes part and parcel with my like lawyer and surgeon idea. Like, you should be super cocky. I don't want you operating on me, defending me, or flying an airplane unless you're like, no, I'm the best pilot in the world.
I'm in control. Because Fitzy, in all seriousness,
I'm in control.
I believe the most arrogant person I've ever been around in person was Bill Belichick. And I think you wanted that. I think you and your people believe he was the greatest coach of all time. I also think if you're going to be the leader of men and you're going to tell Tom Brady what to do and Willie McGinnis what to do and Ted Johnson what to do, you better be freaking arrogant. You better make people believe that in your greatness. You better ooze greatness. And I think Bill did that.
Andy. Yeah. Andy, right here. Text her on the 978. And, of course, you can call or text at the same number. You guys know it. No need to repeat it. 617-779-7.
You just said there was no need to repeat it.
97. That's why I didn't finish it. 978. You guys recall Julian. You guys recall Julian Edelman.
I do.
Where did he come from? Northern California.
Was he a journeyman wide receiver you picked up in free agency like Mac Hollins?
No. I think that's the sort of like he arrived in the league like cocksure and ready to let people know how good he thought he was.
Oh, I thought that person was. No, that's the person that was mad that we're not taking Mac Hollins seriously. It's the same number. So that person is saying.
Oh, we're not doing that.
That Mac Hollins is going to be the next Julian Edelman. That's what that person is saying. Because I missed the part where Julian Edelman was a journeyman wide receiver who bounced around teams and landed in New England. That's not
maybe
what he
was. A solid. Okay, and another 978 texter. He might be a solid number three receiver. That's what he was meant to do. I don't ever want to put a ceiling or a limit on anybody.
Right. I think that's right.
Except Stiz, because he can be a real handful.
But might be number three. Like, that correct. Sentence I agree with. I think there's a world. Now,
hold on. Joe Burrow text line does not look like a pouty baby. Joe Burrow is a badass. He is a stone cold killer and a silent assassin, and you would move heaven, earth, Drake, and several other draft picks to have him in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Joe Burrow is one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. He is absolutely one of the top three quarterbacks, and you would kill to have him as your quarterback. You hope Drake May is as good as Joe Burrow.
If he wins, let me just say this. Winning one Super Bowl in Cincinnati would be the equivalent to winning three here. That's how difficult it is. That's the mountain that man has to move. That's how Herculean that task is.
617-779-7937. Beauty of live radio. I never thought we would be having a debate on how great Mac Hollins is and how overrated Joe Burrow is, but here we are. It's a Tuesday afternoon on WEEI Afternoons. We'll continue to talk Patriots. I put up an interesting poll today. Now, I think all my polls are interesting. Some people disagree. But today's results...
Could you pause, please, somewhere in there?
Pause. Double pause. Triple pause. The results today, though, might surprise a lot of people, including one Ted Johnson. Ted Johnson may not like the results of today's poll at Jumbo Heart on Twitter. We'll get to that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.